Addressing the nation, President Kiir focused his remarks on security and economic reforms. He also took time to note some of the achievements of the unity government.
What has been achieved so far in peace implementation was arrived at through sustained discussions. And this in itself is a great achievement because it puts us on the path of resolving our disputes peacefully and in the process prevents any conflict that can again set back our progress.
Mr. Kiir says the government has developed a public financing management policies.
More oil fields in the producing areas have been opened, and an oil refinery that will supply our domestic market with refined products and export surplus to the neighboring countries will soon be fully operational. These and other initiatives in the economic sector are promising, and we should look up to a major improvement in the economy of our country.
Mr. Kiir also addressed the recent attacks on 8 workers by young people who were demanding more employment opportunities from NGOs operating in South Sudan.
I urge you not to undermine our nationalism by focusing on ethnic and regional activism. The national government has heard your concerns and resolved to form a high-level committee under the first vice president and deputized by one of the vice presidents and other relevant ministers to study and develop a roadmap to permanently resolve the matter.
President Kiir says the government has also agreed to set aside a significant amount of oil revenue to build the roads that will connect cities and towns across South Sudan.
We have dedicated 20,000 barrels a day of the Nile blend crude for construction of major highways and roads, linking production areas with the consumption centers in our major cities and towns.
The president admitted the government has been unable to pay civil servant salaries on time.
Today, I am directing the two ministries of finance and planning and that of petroleum to dedicate 5,000 barrels of the Nile blend crude per day to strengthen the financial standing of the government in order to regularize salary and operation fund payments.
At the end of his speech, President Kiir assured citizens he would not allow the country return to war. He called on all South Sudanese to work together to, in his words, recover the lost decade. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.